AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's a new record on Wall Street. The S&P 500's reached a new high today, closing at 5,026. The AP's Seth Soutell.
The S&P 500, its 14th winning week in the last 15.
The NASDAQ gained almost 200 points, but the Dow dropped 54. The White House comes back swinging after the special counsel report on classified documents that concluded President Biden wouldn't be charged, but described him as an elderly man with a hazy memory. White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says that was inappropriate and extraneous.
I dispute that the characterizations about his memory that were in the report are accurate, because they're not. And I think the president spoke very clearly about how his mind was on other things.
The interview took place when Hamas had attacked Israel in October. Authorities in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, say the remains of six people have been found inside a burned-out home where a shootout occurred this week. The 43-year-old suspect is believed to be among the dead. And earthquakes rattled Hawaii's Big Island. The U.S. Geological Survey says it's a magnitude 5.7, but no tsunami activity is expected. The island's mayor says he was at a doctor's appointment and felt shaky and dizzy, thinking it was him, but realized it was an earthquake and called emergency managers. The flu's on the rise across the Midwest, according to the CDC. Hospitalizations are down this week. A Super Bowl tradition will continue for three longtime fans this weekend.
Three fans in their 80s claim to have never missed a national championship game. They're Don Christman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel, who splits his time between Florida and Pennsylvania. Eaton says that there's one way their Super Bowl streak could break.
When we die and we're gone, the streak will be broken.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. Most Americans say they still feel safe flying on U.S. airlines despite recent mishaps, including that panel blowing out on an Alaska Airlines jet.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence. The poll was conducted after the January 5th incident, in which a panel blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner. I'm Donna Warder.
Louisiana prosecutors have quietly dismissed charges against several state police troopers who were recorded beating a black man in 2020. Body cam video showed the troopers hoisting Antonio Harris to his feet by his hair before bragging in text messages that the whoopin' would give him nightmares for a long time. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.